Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Just the way it works.
It's weird how it works that way, and it doesn't work the other way.
It makes no sense.
Well, good morning.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. No Derek today or tomorrow or Friday if we have a show. Cubs Cardinals Friday at 1:20. Trevor Valise sitting in. Andrew Tay's in the house, but he never wants to join us, so he probably won't be on today. You going to come to Rantoul? Watch a little baseball tonight?
No.
Okay, I don't blame you.
I'll make up an excuse in the first break.
I don't blame you one bit for that.
By the way, I think it's supposed to be Hendrix on Friday again. So, we'll definitely have a show then.
Can you guys one time just not throw Hendrix against the Cardinals?
On a Friday.
On a Friday. This is probably the sixth straight Friday the Cardinals and Cubs have played in the last 2 years, or three, that has included a Kyle Hendrix start for the Cubs.
Yep.
And he's won all six, and they've all lasted an hour and 10 minutes. Seriously, though, why do you always, I mean, you've lost so many in a row. Why don't you worry about winning instead of worrying about who's pitching against the Cardinals?
I'm worried about it for the sake of our show. I'm not worried about the Cubs at all. And
we are bad, man. We being, I'm a Cardinals fan, you're a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
Cardinals are ahead of the Cubs now.
They sure are. Another close. Now, they almost blew it.
Oh, my.
I'm sure you weren't up.
I was not.
It was about 1:15.
Watched the highlights about 5:50 this morning and saw the Carlson catch, saw all of the Edmundo Sosa. I keep hearing Edmundo and then Edmundo or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, I saw Sosa's home run. Cardinals get it done against the Giants because, well, why not, right? Why not beat the Giants two straight, the best team in the NL West? Although, well, the Dodgers lost yesterday, so I think the Giants still in first place.
Yeah, because the Dodgers keep losing to the Marlins, who are the worst team in the NL East, and the Braves, who had a chance to potentially tie up the Mets in the NL East, have almost, they're not going to do it today.
I don't think so. Are they out of the rain delay?
They're out of the rain delay.
Okay. Yeah,
still 7-3, but they almost got swept by the Pirates, a last place
Unbelievable.
Team.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, this week has been sort of topsy-turvy in terms of the favorites, and I would know nothing about that.
No, not that you and I have seen our account being just absolutely drained on FanDuel because of that. But, all right, I know we're supposed to talk about Kofi, and I'm just worn out on the Kofi. Because,
I mean, we definitely are. I just don't know what to...
Well, that's what I mean.
No offense to Derek or you.
No.
But even by the end of yesterday, it's like you're kind of going in circles about.
There's no doubt.
And I totally understand why everybody wants to talk about it. We could sit here for 2 hours, take calls, talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what to add to what, like... A decision has not been made.
Right.
It is clearly a quote-unquote bidding war for him at this point.
Yep.
I don't have any inside information.
Nope.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Nope.
We've discussed ad nauseum what the team would look like with or without him. I just don't know what to add to the discussion other than we're still waiting. It's interesting. I'm intrigued.
Like, well, and that's the thing. And for instance, if you weren't able to listen yesterday or weren't able to podcast, we spent basically 2 hours pretty much talking about Kofi and what it would mean to Illinois if he comes back and plays at Illinois or goes somewhere else, and also Dawson Garcia. And, I mean, we literally talked about it for 2 hours, and I got to the point where I'm like, I'm not sure what else to talk about. But yet it's the weird thing that goes on in my mind, because here I come and do a radio show for basically Illini fans, me being one of them, you being one of them. But yet, I don't know what else to add about it. But then I feel like if I don't talk about it, I'm letting everyone down,
it's
because
sort of like,
that's the thing to talk about.
If you ever watch the Weather Channel, which I do not, my grandma does. So I
Only when it gets to be like hurricanes, right, well, like they're having down in Florida, and it's the guy that's out there with like the signs that are almost breaking over. You know, the trees flying by him right behind him, and he's like, well, here we are now. We've got some huge, you know, gulf winds coming in at 40 miles an hour. Whoa, that was a person that just flew by. That's the only time I ever jump into a weather channel.
But the comp here is that they have to cover it all day.
They do.
Right? But by the time they're on hour 16...
It's like, oh, there's wind.
...of tropical storm whatever. Right. Like, we have talked so much about the wind, the areas it's going to hit, how much damage it's going to do. By hour 16, what can you possibly say? Right. But they have to stay on the coverage because it's a weather event and they're the Weather Channel.
You do.
So I feel like we're the Kofi Channel.
Yeah.
And we have to stay on tracking Tropical Storm Kofi and where he might be heading, but I just don't know what else to add.
Well, and I agree. Lindy said on the U of I Line A Link text line, good day for a best cartoons draft. Now, that's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, that would be, because you and I would almost be
categories.
Yeah, like, you and I would not be close on cartoons because...
Superhero cartoons, any cartoon...
Wonder Twin Powers,
old cartoons, new, like
I don't know any new cartoons.
Neither do I.
The newest I know, and I don't think it would be considered a cartoon, was we just talked about him, Bear in the Big Blue House. But
that wasn't a cartoon.
That's like an animated show.
That was live action.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't animated.
See, I don't even know.
The last cartoon I watched was probably...
Bugs?
No, the kid that had the watch and he turned into like 10 different monsters.
Oh, Jimmy Neutron.
Ben 10. No, that was it.
Oh. Wasn't there a Neutron guy?
Yeah. There was.
Oh, okay. Was that the same thing?
No. That was a different thing.
Okay.
This kid had a watch.
Got it.
And we hit the watch and he turned into like...
Whatever.
A slug or a different monster.
They're stealing the Wonder Twin powers.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, they're kind of updating that. But to your point and to our point, the listeners are firing in questions about Kofi, and I feel like we should address these. Big Def says, worried about the potential Illini name, image, and likeness money won't compete with the guaranteed upfront money of other schools for Kofi. Wink, wink. Yeah, look, we never really dive into that stuff. I think we all know, or we all assume we understand what goes on, but certainly I don't know anything about that. And, you know, Derek is as dialed in as anybody I know when it comes to Illinois basketball. And as regards to even the next question from a 217, sorry if you went over this, is Kofi taking visits? I've heard different stories. Well, I mean, according to the article from ESPN, Kofi said he'd like to take his time and take visits, but then he also said in the same breath, I don't want to drag this out.
And Derek also mentioned that right now it's a dead period.
And it's a dead period for the next month.
If you missed it, which means he can't officially be hosted by the coaches on a toured visit of campus. Now
he could go down to Lexington and walk around himself.
Correct. Could he go to Baton Rouge and then run into the coaching staff at a local drive-through?
Well, he better not.
Right. But I mean, you know, like, look who we happen to see across the street there. That's, you know.
It's Will Wade, and it looks like $100 bills falling out of his pockets. Imagine that. So, you know, that's one of those where, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's one of those situations that I don't know how many people around Kofi know exactly what the thoughts are. I don't even know if Kofi quite yet knows what he wants to do. And, you know, this is a big decision for him. He doesn't want an entire fan base to hate him.
No.
But yet he has to look at it from a business standpoint. And if he thinks that going to Kentucky, and I've said this from the start, and I could be wrong, I think you could take Kentucky out of the mix. It's if Orlando Antigua had gone to coach at, I don't know, Florida, I think Kofi would be interested in going to Florida, and it's all because of Orlando Antigua, because of what Antigua has been able to do with him. Now, I have no idea that Jeff Alexander wouldn't do just as good a job as Orlando Antigua or wouldn't continue to develop Kofi to the point of how he's developed so far to where he has made himself into an All-American at Illinois, not yet good enough to play in the NBA. But I think even that, I don't know who's going to develop Kofi enough to play in the NBA. I'm being frank about that. We all understand the game is completely different now, especially guys like me that grew up with Patrick Ewing and Hakeem Olajuwon. The big man, I mean, they ruled back in the day. And, you know, that, I mean, Bill Russell, even further back. Ralph Sampson at Virginia was a big, I mean, big men ruled. And now, Ralph Sampson didn't in the NBA, but you get my point. The NBA back then was all about get a big man, surround him with some guards and guys that can shoot. You know, Robert Parrish on the Celtics, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the Lakers, Moses Malone on the Sixers, and on down the list. And today, it's not the same because you have guys that bring the ball down the court now that were the height of Moses Malone and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, essentially. Yeah. And they all come down and they fire away from the three-point line. Well, Kofi doesn't do that. So
I'm with you.
In my mind, I'm not sure that even another year of...
Like, is he going to come out and suddenly shoot this, like, devastating 16-footer or suddenly shoot 90% from the free throw?
I mean, I hope he does.
And more power to him if he does. But I'm with you in the sense that I feel like we've learned enough about him, both positive and negative, that I don't think year three would be such a drastic change from year two that he would skyrocket from not in someone's top 60 to, like, lottery pick.
Right.
Now, maybe just another year of being just as dominant. He'd certainly be in the race for Big Ten Player of the Year if that's where he ends up coming back to, is Illinois, you know, maybe.
Exactly.
I don't know, a deeper tournament run. He gets more exposure in the sense of, look at this monster, just got 10 dunks in a tournament game, and like Charles Barkley's talking about him afterwards. I don't know.
Right.
That naturally would probably raise him up NBA mock draft boards to the point where he would be getting drafted after his third year instead of right now where he isn't even getting drafted. I mean, we saw it with Io.
Yeah.
These sort of weird random fluctuations from, like, one week he's mocked to go 10th and the next he's 31st and he hasn't played a game in between those 2 weeks, and you're like, what what made him slide 20 picks in that time, you know? So
because it's a human doing it,
right, and then someone texts him and says, you got to put this guy here, and he goes, oh, okay,
exactly.
So he puts him there. But my point is, naturally, by playing a third year, he may get a better shot at the NBA, but I'm with you in the sense that I'm not necessarily anticipating him coming out and showing off this new portion of his game that no one's ever seen before that would suddenly make him a more attractive NBA player to teams.
And I totally agree, and I don't even know that we need to do this, but we both hope he does. We both would love to see Kofi in the NBA. That only helps Illinois, especially down the road, if he decides to play a third year at Illinois and then goes on to get drafted and then does well in the NBA, and we hope the same thing happens with Io. That is only a bonus if you're Illinois and for future recruits that you can say, look what we did with Io. We brought him in here, made him an All-American, and now he's playing in the NBA. I mean, that's huge. And I could totally understand for younger kids who dream of playing in the NBA, that's a big thing. They want to know that you're going to be able to do that. But, yeah, I don't know that wherever Kofi goes, the development will be good enough to get him at his size. He can't get smaller. He would literally have to just shoot 5,000 jump shots a day, if that's even possible, and all of a sudden be a threat from 16 feet out to be a first-round draft pick, I think.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. And I know Lindy was texting in about this. Sometimes it doesn't even matter. You could be first-team All-American or whatever, and the Nuggets are going to pick Arthur something or other from Slovenia, who we've never even heard of, who averages 3 points a game, but because he's 6'10 and 17 years old, they want the rights to that guy over Kofi. And that's just the way it is right now. And I can understand why that would be confusing or frustrating to people.
Here's a weird question. I hope I don't get slayed for this, but it's weird. Because on the heels of Georgie working out for the Lakers, is Georgie more equipped to play in the NBA than Kofi? I mean, when you look at the sheer numbers of what they did in college, you would laugh at me.
Right, right. And personally, obviously, like, Kofi is a better player than Georgie.
If
you're talking
playing
about
a pickup game in the parking lot right now, Georgie's not going to be the number one pick over Kofi.
If Georgie had a 3-point shot, I'd say yes.
Okay.
Now, he certainly took 3-pointers.
He did.
But I don't think he made them at a very good clip.
No.
I mean, I remember several games where he just kept firing and it was like, this is not, this is not working. But yeah, I mean, if you're talking just about the, I don't know what Georgie is, like 6'9"?
Yeah.
If you're talking about that prototypical, slender, athletic, if someone told Georgie to bring the ball up, he would.
Yeah.
I just don't happen to think he's very good at it.
Right.
So to your question of, like, in a vacuum, just body type and stuff, yeah, Georgie would fit a roster mold better than Kofi. But I just don't think Georgie's very good at the things that a team would ask him to do.
Oh, I don't.
Which would be, you know, stretch the floor,
yeah,
bring the ball up, shoot threes. He's not going to do that at a high clip. So,
and there's another guy that we would love to see all the success in the world for, a guy that came in here when Illinois was at a low point, winning 12 games, and he became kind of the face of the program for at least a year, his freshman year, and then certainly was a crowd favorite, always will be an Illini favorite, one of the Illini favorites going forward. So I understand that Illinois fans would love nothing but to know that Georgie has had tremendous success. You know that guy will always love champagne, as he likes to say. I love that. He loves Champaign-Urbana. He loves the University of Illinois. He'll forever be a guy that bleeds orange and blue, and you know that. He'll come back to campus quite a bit. But I would love nothing better than to have him have a long professional career, whether it be in the NBA, which, frankly, I don't think is going to happen, or overseas.
That surprised me.
Yeah.
To see that the Lakers.
I know.
And again, I'm not rooting against him or anything.
No. I get it.
And I don't know what entailed the workout. I don't know how many guys they worked out.
Right.
But, I mean, if you told me a year from now Georgie was like a bench role player with LeBron and Anthony Davis, I would be shocked. And that's nothing against Georgie.
I know. It's weird. It's really weird.
But that does sort of illustrate the point.
Yep.
Right? In the sense of like...
That just hit me. I'm like,
I had to pause for 5 seconds to think about whether or not who would have more success in the NBA, even though one is a clearly more talented player than the other.
Exactly. All right. Lindy's on fire right now. If Georgie is back, are we worried about Kofi coming back? Hell yes.
I mean, yeah.
Nothing against Georgie. I love the kid, but...
And he helped win you that Big Ten title.
I mean, even
because
if...
Because of that ridiculous run he had in that game.
Yeah. Even if Dawson Garcia... tomorrow says, I'm in with Illinois, I still want Kofi back.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because then you've solidified your big man position, and you've added a four. If you get Dawson Garcia, all of a sudden you're now without a five. Now you have a four, but you really don't have a five.
And that's not Georgie.
I mean, Omar Payne, I'm sorry. You have Omar Payne, who would be your five.
It's not a known
right.
All-American-level quantity.
A guy that certainly hasn't set the world on fire, if you will, in college basketball. I hope he makes a huge adjustment and can come in here and average double digits. I'm not sure that he can do that, but why not? So, I mean, if you get Kofi back and Dawson Garcia, like Derek said yesterday, you're probably a top-five team in the country.
Yeah, Dawson Garcia is a better Georgie.
Yeah.
And again, I feel like now I'm just ragging on Georgie.
I know.
He's
our guy,
player,
man.
And he's awesome, and he's been in here several times, and like, he's great.
Ridiculously the best.
But it's an apples to oranges thing to say if Kofi does this or that, we'd feel better if Georgie did this or that, because they're not playing the same position.
Yeah.
They're nowhere near the same skill set or skill level.
That's true.
So
that's true. And Lindy wants me to throw insurance money at him now and just get them both here. I don't know that they'll.
He would be the face of the Hillard Agency.
Right.
So when I call you now,
yes,
it wouldn't be you or Betsy picking up the
phone.
It
would be Kofi.
The Hillard Agency. This is Kofi.
that would be cool.
Well, hi, Kofi.
Hey, Kofi. Is Lon there? That would be kind of cool,
hold,
actually.
Please.
Hold, please. Yeah, I don't know that we have the kind of money to do that. I don't know that we do.
Do you know the kind of hero you would be in this community?
Oh.
If for some reason something came together and Kofi came out and basically said...
The only reason I'm here.
The figure that I was presented from the Hillard Agency is the singular reason why. You've got to look at it as an investment, because you'd never have to pay for a drink again. You'd never.
No, that's true.
You know, so money out here, but money in or money saved over there.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll text my partner at the business, and we'll throw together an emergency staff meeting tomorrow. Let's see what we can come up with.
PowerPoint it up.
Exactly, yeah.
See what you can do.
So I can add to the NIL advantage that Illinois could have. I, like I said to Derek yesterday, the idea, and listen, no blame to Kofi, the idea that he maybe wants to understand who would give him the better opportunity to make the most money this year in college, whether that be Illinois, where his legacy is kind of set, if you will, and all the businesses around this area, not just in Champaign-Urbana, but every small town up to Chicago and down probably to Effingham and beyond to Carbondale even, all of those businesses know who Kofi is. So he doesn't have to come in here and show us something different, whereas in Lexington, they're not stupid in Lexington. They understand basketball. Let's give them that. I know we don't like Kentucky, but certainly those fans are some of the best in college basketball, if not the best, and they understand, they realize the of what they could do to help Kofi as well. So I just don't understand, and it'd take somebody smarter than me to figure out what school has the advantage in terms of making him more NIL money.
Sure.
And I know that somebody, you know, Derek had it in his, well, we asked Dr. Brian Russell, and he kind of went into it a little bit, but Derek had it in his article the other day on Illini Inquirer that they projected Io would have made $400,000 this past year. If I'm Io, I don't want to know that. Right? I mean, that's almost like...
It's like me telling you what you would have won on FanDuel last night if Team X had won. I don't care.
I don't know that I want to sit there, you know, this year, even though Io's going to make some money in the NBA and go, yeah, I just basically didn't make $400,000. Mm-hmm. Have we ever thought about that? Okay.
I mean, that's not chump change either.
That's a lot of money,
dude.
I don't
mean to interrupt where you're going. But
no.
I mean, that to no one is that like a small amount of money.
$400,000?
I mean, that's like several annual salaries on top, you know, I mean, to help his family, get a car. I mean, whatever he wants. I mean, it's not like we're talking 15 or 20, which is still a lot. Don't get me wrong.
If you make $75,000 living in this area, that is a tremendous salary.
Mm-hmm.
That would take you almost 5 years at that salary to reach 400. So it's an unbelievable salary. And for him to be able to do that without really, quote, working. I mean, I know he's working as an athlete. But, you know, I don't know that he's going to show up at an office every day for 8 hours, right? That's not going to happen. Just to be a spokesman or just to be, I mean, and granted, it's going to take a lot of time for these guys. These guys will have a lot of time invested in the money they make, but certainly $400,000. I mean, a guy like Io and this class, they were the last, and they'll always be the last ones to not make money. Mm-hmm. It's almost like... Who was the quarterback from Oklahoma that signed with, that was the number one pick?
Kyler Murray?
No, way back, or further back. He had the last of the huge rookie contracts. Mm. He was always hurt. He played for the Rams. He played for the Redskins. He played for the
Sam
Cardinals.
Bradford?
Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford, can you look up his rookie contract? It was incredibly large. And the next year, they basically went to the tiered contracts to where rookies no longer made
$78 million.
$78 million on a rookie contract. Mm-hmm. And now what would the number one, what did Trevor Lawrence just $34 million?
$34 million. Okay. Yeah, something like
Which don't get me wrong, is not chump change, but certainly that is not $78 million. Sam Darnold was the last of the guys
Darnold,
yeah. Bradford was the last of the guys to sit there and go, whoo, man, I came out just in time. Mm-hmm. Io is one of those guys that's like, I was there just wrong.
Yep. They missed the tournament because of COVID. Now, I know they got it back by getting a tournament this past year, but
I know.
You want to talk about opportunities missed.
Oh.
And still, despite all that, having one of the best legacies ever.
No doubt.
Some of that, whatever you want to call it, monetization, pub, whatever, mm-hmm. is just sort of like a natural thing that develops throughout the season. Like, for instance, I'd imagine a good portion of that $400,000 could have been shirts with him with a mask on or something,
yes.
right?
Yes.
That's not something we even could have guessed would exist before the season because we didn't know he was going to break his nose.
Right.
We didn't know he'd come back in his Batman mask and do like some of it is sort of just organic throughout the season, sort of like a baseball team. Maybe they have some weird funny gesture.
Yes.
Whenever they get a hit and then suddenly that turns into a shirt.
The squirrel, the rally squirrel for the Cardinals that one time. Yeah.
You know, the Cubs, we are good. Miguel Montero would tweet that after every game. Suddenly that was a shirt. You know, some of that stuff is just organic and it happens during the season and you couldn't even predict it. So there might be some guy in this team, I don't know, Alfonso Plummer or something. I don't know. Suddenly there's like, he makes a buzzer beater and everyone's like, call the plumber. I don't know. Suddenly there's a shirt and he's making a bunch of money off of it. And you wouldn't have even guessed it would exist before
exactly
he made that shot and said that thing or whatever too. So,
you know what never caught on? What never caught on? And I got another thing that I want to catch on with Illinois fans. I almost wanted to take a break and come back with it, but it's really not that important. What never caught on was the Feliz Navidad.
Oh, yeah.
Never caught on.
I genuinely did it the first game, but no
nice
one around.
You.
No one around.
Nobody. You're like, well, those 18,000 people don't
I had no
to the
shame because the worst case scenario, someone's like, what's that? And I'm like, well, it's Lante's catchphrase.
Says that, and they're like, who's Lante? So then the other thing at the spring game, Andrew and I were there at the spring football game, and every time Luke Ford would catch the ball, I'd give the Luke, you know, because like the Cowboy, what was the fullback that there's always like a who's the tight end for Atlanta Falcons or whatever that I can't remember
Tony
his name.
Gonzalez?
No, not him. It was a guy that
I don't know. I mean, Mike Moustakas got it. He got the Moose in Kansas City.
There was a tight end, I think, that played for the Falcons at one point that he had. Oh, it was Hooper.
Oh, Hoop.
Austin Hooper. Yeah, and they'd give Hoop. The Hoop. So I thought Luke would be a, but nobody around me was doing it, including E.J. Liddell, who was like six, you know, things away from me. And I didn't realize that he was even in the stadium, but I don't think he was doing it.
He was Instagram living with Kofi yesterday.
That's what I saw
during
that.
Our show. I was watching it. Not a lot to glean.
Okay.
EJ said something like, you should come over here.
Oh.
Kofi said something like, would you want me? And he said, yeah, we'll take you. Kofi was like, I don't want to go to a place where they'll take me. I want to go to a place where they want me.
I like that.
And then
that.
They laughed. So
I like that.
Not much to glean from that.
That's so funny. That is great. All right. Let's take a break. We basically have no guests today.
That was your Kofi coverage.
That was the Kofi coverage and pretty well. When we come back, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I printed out a sheet, but I'm just realizing that I don't have it in front of
me. You didn't bring it in here?
So it's on the printer.
Well,
I did write down Suns take game one of the NBA Finals.
Okay.
I don't know.
Chris Paul had a big night.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Let's see. What else happened? Well, the Cubs continue to lose. They're three games away from their longest losing streak as a franchise.
Really?
The Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Won.
Two in a row now.
Maybe they're turning it around. Maybe.
You got Johan Oviedo on the hill tonight. They're 3-11 or something, or 3-8 in his starts, and he's never won yet.
I am curious to see how this Cards Cubs series goes down because the Cubs are just so bad right now.
Well, you got Hendricks Friday.
And yet, Hendricks Friday at home. I feel naturally good at home against the Cardinals because for whatever reason, it always seems like they're taking 2 of 3 or 3 of 4 from the
There's
Cardinals
no
at
Wrigley,
except for that
Unless
one series.
Unless Matt Carpenter decides to have, you know, superhuman, and we know that's not going to happen.
So, like, the intangible context makes me feel good about the Cubs this weekend for no real reason. I don't care. They're in fourth place now. It's whatever.
Those two teams are just playing for pride at this point.
Right. But
for a fan base pride.
But the in-game context should tell you the Cardinals should go into that series with all the momentum.
Well, I guess.
I don't know.
They've won two.
Well, and the Cubs haven't won in a week and a half, so the momentum
the
would
Rockies
be with the
Rockies just beat you 3 of 4. The Pirates swept you. I don't know what kind of momentum we're talking, but no, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
You've won two in a row against the Giants. Which
it's just weird because, like, say, I don't know, say the Cardinals did come in and get a sweep or win 2 of 3. Suddenly you're like three games above 500 going into the break. You just swept your rival. You're maybe feeling good about yourself.
I agree.
But then, say the Cubs take 2 of 3, and both teams are tied for fourth place, and then it's just a giant suck fest.
And then we're how many more months do we have of baseball?
Yeah.
But I'm ready for Illinois football.
So am I. I was looking at tickets today, actually.
I don't want... Oh, you were.
I was.
I don't want the summer to end. Andrew and I were talking about that, because, of course, he doesn't want to go back to school.
It's
I don't blame him there.
Too. It's already
really fast.
I mean, we're talking about the third week of July in a few days.
I know.
Like, what?
I know. We've got one more baseball tournament down in Southern Illinois, and then I think basketball's done and baseball's done for the summer, so he can finally be a kid for like a month before school starts. But it is true, because before you know it, we will be tailgating for the game against Nebraska. Is that August 28th?
August 28th, yeah. So what, like 6 weeks?
Yeah.
7 weeks?
Oh, my goodness.
Not even?
Man, I'm excited about it. I just got my parking spot. I'm waiting for the tickets to arrive. I always love getting that packet. I assume they'll do that again.
Yeah, I think so.
I hope they don't. Like, I hope they don't go to the electronic tickets. And it's not because I don't have the ability to do that. Now, 3 years ago, I would have been like, I don't know what I'm doing. I would have had to stop somebody outside of Memorial Stadium and say, how do I get this up on my phone? And they'd be like, oh, man. But now it's just, I love getting the packet with all the different tickets. They always have a cool, you know, like a picture of, like, in the past, had Lovey, or they had Whitney, Merciless, or, you know, just name the player, whatever. And then the ticket itself, and then the parking pass is cool, and you had to, like, cut them out a little bit, you know, and it was like, I just loved that. Like, every Friday night, I would get ready by getting those tickets out, put them on the table, get my parking pass out, put that on the table to make sure at 6 a.m. I'm not forgetting that. That would be a major flaw. And, you know, you'd put them over there by your cooler because you got to fill that. You're not forgetting that. I can promise you that. So it's just that cool thing of getting the ticket that I hope they don't ever. And even if they said, all right, we're going to have to charge you $3 more to get an actual ticket, I'd rather carry the ticket. I'd rather just have the ticket. And there's certain things that I feel bad for kids like you that, you know, like I've still got my World Series ticket.
Yeah, sure. I have a few saved.
Yeah, Game 7 of the World Series of, what was that, 2011. I've still got that ticket. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing that I have a lot of pride in because I was there. It brings up memories. I can say I was at a Game 7 and prove it. But certainly if it was just ticketless, then I don't, that would,
and that's what MLB's gone to.
If yeah, that's
a
right.
Game, you got to have that ballpark app to get the tickets.
I don't like that.
I have a Ziploc of like six tickets. That's all I've got.
Is that it?
One is the Brandon Paul game where you scored 43 points and you beat Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
One is the game where Mikel LeSure ran nuts.
At Wrigley?
No, because I didn't go to that
game. Oh, you didn't go to that one.
So it must have been another game. There was some other game where he scored, where he had like 300 and some rushing yards or something.
He was so good.
I can't even remember the other ones. It's pretty sad that those were like, and it's not taking anything away from those games, but that's like right. The moment that I have framed in a ticket is Mikel LeSure rushes for 290 yards.
Against Wright State.
Right, right, yeah.
No, I get it. You know, I've always said one day I'd love to get all my press passes.
That'd be cool.
Together, because I had 10 years in television, and then I really haven't gotten many press passes since I started doing this. I just go as a fan now, but it would be cool to go back and kind of relive in my mind all of those press passes that I had and the events that I attended. That'd be kind of cool to put those together, but I have no idea where they're at. That'd be the first problem is trying to figure out where they're even at, but maybe Mom down in her house can go through and rummage tonight.
Come on, Jan.
Let me know where they're at, Jan.
She's on my side, by the way.
On
that thing we were talking about yesterday? She's going to pick it for me, you said, remember?
Oh, yes.
I really like your mom. Okay. Not that I didn't before.
But no, you're
I
mean, right.
She's my biggest fan now.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And vice versa.
Yeah, right. Right. I don't need you and my mom to just take sides on me.
Hang up.
Yeah, I don't need that. I got enough problems.
By the way, someone just threw a no-hitter.
They did?
We'll tell you about it.
Ooh, that's a good tease. Hey, if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's the U of I Illini Link text line. Charles just sent something. It's long. I'll read it at the break. Again, 217-359-CALL. What else?
Keep going.
Search us on Twitter.
Find us on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch,
at
YouTube.
At the Drive 93.5.
Or Tay and Piper.
That's it. I'm at Lante, ESPN. See you.
I am at T. Valise, not Valesi.
We got to stop doing that because now people still don't know how to say your name.
Yeah.
So like, wait, does Lon make fun because it's Valesi or because it's Valise?
No, it's Valise.
It's Valise. All right, we're back. It is The Drive. The Flying Illini are coming to Rhino's Fine Sports Collectibles. Saturday, July 10, you can meet and greet members of that incredible season from 1989. Kenny Battle, Lowell Hamilton, Marcus Liberty, Nick Anderson, and Stephen Bardo will be available to sign autographs and take pictures. This is a ticketed event. For prices and details, go to Rhino's Fine Sports Collectibles on Facebook. Catch The Flying Illini of July 10 from 12:30 to 3:30 at Rhino's Fine Sports Collectibles in Muhammad.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champagne. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champagne, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champagne. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit sarahchampagne.com, sarahchampagne.com, and look at 500 cars.
At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B. t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
There I was in my business suit, all dressed up, just uptight as I could possibly be. And I don't remember much of what was said at that first AA meeting. It was more the feeling of the meeting itself.
That's what has kept me going. I know it works, and I see the people ahead of me with more sobriety. I see how happy they are, and I want that. I want that too.
And what I notice about AA is it sort of helps me to relax and learn to really be happy with my sobriety. It's a richer life to live.
That's exactly what Alcoholics Anonymous does. It teaches us how to live without drinking. It teaches us how to have fun and really enjoy life without drinking.
This program's given me the good life. The only good life I've ever known. In East Central Illinois, over 100 AA meetings and almost 20 Zoom meetings in our district each week. AA-ECI.org.
Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, located at 525 Market Street in Paxton, offers a huge catalog of rentals. Whether you're looking for a contractor, a do-it-yourself project, landscaping help, wedding rentals, or even party and event rentals like bounce houses, manager Scott Allen has what you need.
We have a really nice rental fleet. Our equipment we try to keep new, clean, in good operation, and at a super reasonable price.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service here at Paxton Hardware and Rental.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know that quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana. Did you know that the largest security monitoring company in our area has been sold? You will if you try to give them a call.
All of our representatives are currently busy.
When it comes to your home security and peace of mind, the last thing anyone wants to hear is
the estimated hold time is 96 minutes.
Don't be left on hold. Trust the local and family-owned company who have been doing this for almost 50 years. Trust Barcom. Give them a call at 217-679-2387. They'll actually
Barcom Security.
Answer the phone. Barcom Security. Have a secure day.
Reliable Mechanical has been providing quality service to the Champaign-Urbana community since 1902. That's right. I said 1902. That's before the radio was even invented. And they're still proving today, 120 years later, that a commitment to superior service will always be a timeless and successful business plan. Trust the guys who've been doing this for over a century at 1411 Interstate Drive in Champaign or online at reliable-mechanical.com.
Hi, it's Diane Ducey with my friends at Profile. And you've heard me talk about the terrific experience I've had working with my Profile health coach. I had no idea when I talked with the team at Profile by Sanford that I could lose 65 pounds within 6 or 8 months. I got to my goal and I'm staying there. Profile provides members like me so many great tools to keep the weight off. Don't wait. Call Profile by Sanford at 217-403-9080. Use the promo code DD for Diane Ducey for that special discount. Visit Profile. Plan.com.
Hey Illini fans, it's your girl Chiney Ogumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Thank you, Chiney.
Yes.
Ogumike.
Yeah. I had an issue with something that they were discussing on that show today.
I am shocked. This hour brought to you by Rector Construction.
You would not be shocked either because you're young and we should have this discussion.
Okay, I don't mind having it.
Okay.
Rector is the reliable roofing, construction, and remodeling company in Central Illinois. From roofing and siding to custom designs and remodels, Rector is the team you can trust to get the job done right. Giving back to the community is key to their mission, and their main desire is to help better the CU area. You can visit their website, rectorconstruction.com, to see their full list of services, or call them at 217-281-7000. That's 217-281-7000.
That would put me to sleep, that beat. Who's this?
This would not put you to sleep.
Is this Cardi B?
Yeah, yeah.
I kid, but it's right there in front of me. All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio, 93.5. Lante, Trevor Valise. England gets it done over Denmark.
What about all the people DVRing soccer? You just ruined it.
Well, it's been done for a while, so I assumed that that's my fault. So it's what, England and Italy?
Yep.
For the Euro Cup 2021.
The Valesi in me is going to root for the Italians to get it done.
That is Sunday. I went with Cliff and his hunch, and I put some money on Denmark. Did that? I know it was an extra time. Did they? Do you have any idea if they scored an extra time or was it penalty kick? That would kind of stink if both semifinal games went penalty kick. By the way, game five of the Stanley Cup tonight, Montreal stayed alive in game four at home. Overtime victor.
That's perfect for Tampa, though, right?
It is, because now you go back home.
Yeah, right. You can do it at home.
You go back home for game five. I think the only injuries on Tampa's side, but not a huge injury. So I would probably expect a big old party at Hat-Tricks there on Channel side in Tampa.
I believe it was an extra time goal, not a penalty kick.
Oh, well, that's okay.
So
scores! Any idea the goal scorer? Can you find that? Not that I know or who it is, but maybe that would make something.
Well, he looks really excited. I also see something here that says own goal from Denmark puts England level. So it looks like Denmark was up 1-0 and they allowed an own goal.
Oh, no.
To make the game 1-1 and then England won in extra time.
Makes all the sense because I bet on Denmark. And I apologize to the entire country of Denmark. That is totally my fault because Harry Kane. Oh, well, he's like their stud.
And the only other goal scored by England was by no one because it was an own goal scored.
So Denmark kicked it in?
I guess.
Oh, my goodness. That's too bad. All right, Lance Lynn wins today. White Sox win 6-1. They're 51-35. Lance Lynn allowed one run over six innings. And you know what? I think he's pitching in the All-Star game. Lance Lynn had kind of struggled the last two games. You and I had a nice visit this morning. And I said, you know what? I'm feeling Lance Lynn today, but we
good call.
Talked ourselves out of it.
Just in a general baseball sense. Good call.
The Rays win, and what did they do in game two?
They threw a no-hitter.
Wow.
Now, the MLB did not count Madison Bumgarner's seven-inning no-hitter.
Okay.
So the question is, do they count today's seven-inning Rays no-hitter?
No, five pitchers combined.
So it's not only not a full game, but it's five pitchers, not one.
Right. Freak show has occurred.
So.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Rays then won a doubleheader over the Indians. In the first game, former Parkland standout, Kevin Kiermaier, homered and drove in a career-high five runs. Thank you, Kevin.
Career-high.
Career-high.
Like he knew someone out there needed it today.
Exactly. Let's just spill the beans. So you and I have been, I mean, absolutely.
The beans have been spilled all over the place. There's no beans left.
To the point where we were about ready to just stop for a while. And so I said last night to you, first of all, I took the Braves to beat Pittsburgh,
yep,
and the Dodgers to beat the Marlins
last night.
Now, every sane person would be like, yeah, that's probably a pretty good parlay. I lost both games. So,
and keep in mind, that was a chase after the previous night.
Yes.
Both of those teams lost to bad teams.
Yes.
So you were essentially saying there's no way it happens twice in a row.
Correct. And it did.
Let's auto-correct this here, and it
correct.
Did again.
So then today, so last night I texted you, and I said, "I'm my funds are depleted. I have so much left."
And you and I were on a similar
close
parallel track here in terms of funds. So.
Dinger Tuesday kind of helped you out a little bit. But yeah, we were both kind of down in the dumps. So I said, Trevor, here's what we're going to do. Here's what they do in Vegas. If you're smart, and listen to me, I don't gamble, except for this. So that's gambling. So technically I do gamble. I don't do the slots or the blackjack, that kind of stuff. But a good gambler will get there and throw down $10. And if they win, then they play the house money and just keep playing the house money, right? And so then you're letting Vegas bet against themselves, essentially.
Right.
And you're not using any of your own cash. So I told you, why don't we make a bet today on one team? And if that team wins, then we take that same amount. So let's say we bet 10 and 120, we stash the 10 away and bet that same 10 the next day on a different team. And we're going to keep doing that until we lose that house money. Well, then we got a little bit hungry, like we always do. And we said, well, let's do a parlay. So you and I sat there and went through this. And you had a great call on the Rays game one. And the funny part is we had like 4 minutes to make the bet because that game started like at 11:30. So we made that bet. We bet the Braves because we said there's no way they're getting swept by the Pirates.
They're up 14-3.
Okay. Now, early on, though, the first inning, the Pirates took a 3-1 lead, and I'm like, it's going to happen again.
You said that in so many words in an email.
Oh, boy, I sent you a scathing email. So then we decided, let's go with DeGrom, but then we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out the Brewers were leading that entire game, but the Mets walked it off, according to Andrew, and the Mets won that game 4-3. They scored two in the ninth, or is that the seventh, I guess, to win that game, so we would have won there. But anyway, long story short, we decided to take the Braves. They're up 14-3. We took the Rays. They won the first game. We did not take the second where they threw a no-hitter. We have the Blue Jays tonight.
Against Matt Harvey, who has an 8.34 ERA, and the Orioles, who have the worst record in baseball.
The Dark Knight. And the Orioles, like the Pirates, are going for a sweep that would make no sense.
Right.
So we're going with the idea that Ryu, is that his name?
Hyunjin Ryu.
And the Jays are going to win that game. And then we went with the Giants tonight against the Cardinals because it makes no sense if the Cardinals sweep the Giants. So we are halfway there. How do you feel?
As I expected to feel, because I had a fair amount of confidence that the Rays and the Braves would get it done.
Yes.
I'm worried about that Giants-Cardinals game. You're more worried about the other one for some reason.
Something
weird happens when it's your last leg of the parlay.
Well,
it's
you know
late
what,
at night.
You know what weird's going to happen? Johan Oviedo's never won a game in Major League Baseball.
Sounds like he's due.
And the game that he will remember for the rest of his life will be the game that cost us money.
Yep.
He will sit there when he's 70 years old, talking to his grandkids, sitting around the table. All of a sudden, kids, I want you to know about the first game I ever won as a Major League Baseball pitcher. It happened on July 7th, late at night. Actually ended on July 8th. It was a late game, but I won my first game. And I understand that there were a couple of guys in Illinois that lost money because I won my first game.
Essentially, so he holds our future as to whether or not we will be betting anytime soon in his hands.
But not really, right? Like, he needs to be bad.
Yeah.
We need him to be bad tonight.
Yeah.
Or be good, but then the Giants, what, Alex Wood? Uh-huh.
Who's been good.
He has been good at home. We need him to, in that regard, I think Ryu and Wood basically are the key to us batting again in the future.
Yep.
That's the key. So hopefully those two will get it done tonight. All right, the Cubbies are not good. The Cardinals.
No, that's an understatement.
Can we talk a little bit about what has happened to the Cubs? I know you don't want to.
I don't mind.
But
now it's so bad I don't mind.
Okay. We're going to do this next hour.
It's sort of like if you've got a plate of dinner and you spill the best part of it or the sauce, you're furious. Oh, there's sauce on my pants or something. I don't know. If the plate flips in the air, you slip on a banana peel and everything's gone. I don't even care. Like,
okay.
It's just funny at that point.
That's where
I'm at with the Cubs. Like, okay, so we're going to walk the first four guys and then give up grand slams. Okay.
Right. Okay. I'm with you. Okay, so we can talk then about, you've given me permission to talk about that. I just got on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. Daniel, thank you. It's actually the 20 Euro Cup final. So why is that?
Well, it was supposed to be last year during COVID. Now it's this year.
Got it. Okay. Zach, this is interesting. Hear me out. We trade Waino and Yachty for a package of sweet prospects. I don't think anybody...
You've already lost me at that point there,
right,
Zach.
Right. Listen, we love Yachty and Waino. I don't know that other people are going to give up a lot of prospects.
You Darvish went for sour prospects. So if you think those two are going for sweet prospects, I don't...
We're not making fun of you, Zach, I promise. But that was funny. Trevor's like, you've already lost me here. But I want to finish up what he said.
Yeah.
Then we re-sign both and Pujols as a DH and go for it all next year. Smart or sacrilegious? I mean, okay, let's act like you would get good prospects off that. Sure, I would be all for that. And I've stated on record, if Albert's my DH next year, if they have the DH, then I'm good with having Albert Pujols on the bench. I mean, you've lived all year with Matt Carpenter. So why can't you live with at least a guy that's a legend?
Yeah.
Not that Matt had some great years. He's not Albert Pujols in St. Louis. So if you're going to live with that, then yeah, sign Pujols for $10 million and see what he does on that. All right, so again, it's the 20 Euro Cup, and they did score an extra time. Harry Kane, excuse me. Oh, Harry Kane's penalty got saved, and then he got the rebound and put it in.
That's a rough loss for Denmark. I don't know much about that soccer, but if the two goals you gave up were an own goal and then a goal that you stopped from going in, but then on the ricochet allowed to go in,
that's tough.
That's tough luck.
That is tough. So that's what happened in that. All right, so when we come back, we'll talk some Cubs. We can talk a little Cardinals if you want. Both teams like eight out. 8.5, 9 out.
I've reached that point where the standings are meaningless. Yeah. I don't have it in front of me, but I'll look it up.
Meaningless, except that the Cardinals are ahead of the Cubs.
Yeah.
So that is the only meaningful thing that I have to really hang my hat on today. After tonight ends and the Cubs win and the Cardinals lose, then you're going to have bragging rights tomorrow.
I was watching the end of that Cardinals game, and there was so much reaction of like, this is the turnaround moment. And I so badly had so many things I wanted to say, like, okay, you're in fourth place and you're 8.5 out and this is the turnaround moment. But I couldn't.
No.
Because the Cubs had just lost 15-10 to fall even further behind. So there is nothing I can say about the Cardinals winning a game and getting overly excited about it because the Cubs haven't won.
It was a great catch by Dylan Carlson.
It was. It was an amazing catch. I'm not taking away from the catch.
And I'll say that because if you've never been an outfielder, and you've never had a ball, and the anxiety you feel as you're tracking the last three steps and you know you're going to bang into a wall. And I know they're padded. They still hurt.
He hit that hard, too.
Hard.
I'm surprised he didn't, like, dislocate his shoulder or something.
You know what? He didn't even fall. He just turned around and started running in, and then Harrison Bader on that same shoulder broke it even more because he jumped on it. But and he didn't break his shoulder, by the way.
Yeah, I got you.
But it's one of those where Carlson, the idea, what's the word I'm looking for? The train of thought, or the, what am I looking for? To be able to focus in on that and make that catch. And I know he's not the only one that's done this. I get this, that this happens quite a bit.
Hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, just the idea of knowing you're going to crash into the wall, yet you stayed focused on that ball to catch that. Mm-hmm. That was a hell of a catch.
It was awesome.
By Dylan Carlson. The one thing, and I like Dan McLaughlin. I really do. I think he does a fine job on the TV broadcasts. But there are times, early in games especially, that he gets way too excited about something. And yesterday,
I would tend to agree with you.
Yesterday was the perfect example where Nolan Arenado hit a two-run homer, I think, in the first inning last night. Mm-hmm. And Dan McLaughlin called it like it was the first inning of Game 4 of the World Series. And I was like, okay, that's a little much, Dan. But, hey, you know what? He's happy. He's having fun. I like the idea. I mean, that is Dan. And that's the way he broadcasts. And there are times where he's made great calls. But I just think sometimes it's a little too much, a little over the top. But certainly, hey, when you haven't won games, when you can't beat Pittsburgh or Colorado, maybe you do get excited to take a lead against the Giants. And that's exactly what has happened. So we can talk a little bit of the Cardinals. We'll talk some Cubbies. Your texts keep coming in. U of I, Illini Lake text line is 359-2255. According to Daniel, this would be England's first major tournament that they won since the 60s. I think Cliff and Urbana said that yesterday. Not the idea that it was the 60s, but he said it's been a long time since England has won a major tournament, and they were the ones that, cocky enough, came up with the song, "We're Bringing It Home" or something. Did you hear that part of the interview with Cliff? Mm-hmm. So Bring It Home or something. Like, they have their own, because I made a crack about Go Cubs Go. You remember? I know you heard that part.
Oh, I heard that part.
Yeah, you heard that part.
It's almost like Gloria.
Oh, you mean I... Oh!